everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making puris. Puris are little roti type circles that we're going to bind the dough and then we're going to deep fry it. And that usually is eaten with kheer, which is tapioca pudding. So make sure you guys watch my video on that. Or the best thing that I like to eat the kheer with is potato curry or any vegetable curry. When I make this kind of puri, I always want to make like a savory vegetable curry, and especially potato curry. I just love to have it with puri. So let's get started. There's very basic ingredients for this. I do have some canola oil heating up over here, because the key to making the perfect puri is the temperature of the oil. So that is really, really important. So I have it, and I'm going to show you two types of puris that we can do. Just a shape, we can do one that's a little bit bigger, and then we're going to be using like a cookie cutter to get like really work fast and get the smaller ones. Because what I like to do then is I'll show you, you know, you just make a little hole on top and you put your puri on top of it. So you have like a little bowl of kheer and puri that you're holding. And when we were little, we used to go to like events, and they used to have these little bite-sized puris. You can even make it smaller than this if you want, but I like, this is a really good size for me. So for our ingredients, let's go ahead and review. I'm going to be using white flour. I'm going to be using 2 cups of white flour. To that, we're going to be adding 2 tablespoons of oil. And I just put it in 2 different containers because it's 1 tablespoon per bowl here. And then just plain water to bind the dough. Now, some people add a pinch of salt in there. It's very, very optional. It depends on your taste. When I first got married, my mother-in-law just never ever put salt in her puri. She just didn't like it. And so it was hard for me to get used to it at first, but then I got used to doing the same thing. So that's why I don't use any salt in the puri either. So that's 1 cup of flour. And that's 2 cups of flour. Now, I didn't tell you the measurement of the water because we're just gonna be putting little by little in there until we have a dough, a good medium dough. You don't want a very firm dough. You don't want a very soft dough. So here, let's get started. I'm gonna go ahead and add the 2 tablespoons of oil in there. And I like to rub my flour and the oil together before I start putting the water in. And if you've seen my videos, I use gloves to bind dough or work with meat. It's just my preference. But if, you know, you don't have to. It's just I like using gloves just because for me, I've just been used to it. I have gloves all the time at home, and so just especially when I bind the dough. So I'm just gonna make sure when I'm doing it, I'm kind of rubbing the oil into the flour. You know, just that motion of, and you'll know when it's done if the mixture is gonna look crumbly. And I also have an episode of how to make spicy puri or kari puri. So make sure you guys check out that video. So here, this is what it's gonna look like. When you make a fist, you have dough. It's not firm, it doesn't have to hold, it just holds its shape just to the point, and when you press it, it's gonna crumble again. That tells me that yes, the oil has really incorporated with the flour really nicely. So I have water here, and it is lukewarm. You don't have to use lukewarm, I just like using lukewarm. And so we're gonna add a little bit at a time. And it's already coming together, but we still have this part here, so we're gonna just add a little bit more. And the dough, let me show you. The dough is, it's still a bit to the touch. It's a bit too stiff and dry. So I'm gonna add just a couple more drops of water. That's it. And if you have like a KitchenAid machine or a food processor that you want to mix this in, that's fine. You're most welcome to do that. But I like getting a little bit of workout since I'm so lazy to go work out in the morning. So whatever little workout I get in the kitchen is good, I guess. So now I'm going to transfer that over here. My roti board. I'm sure you're going to say, where did she disappear? I just got my board here. And I'm just going to what we're gonna do with this dough is I'm gonna put it back into the bowl, and we have a little bit of oil left in there. I'm gonna put that on top. Like so. And then I'm gonna take a towel and I'm just gonna cover it, and we're gonna let this rest for about 20 minutes before we make the puri. So we're back. It's been about 20-25 minutes. I'm gonna go ahead and now warm up my oil again and put it on medium high for now, because by the time we assemble it, we'll check the temperature, and I'll show you how to check the temperature of the oil before we put our puris in. So there we go. Now, I told you I was gonna show you two ways of doing it. So we're gonna go ahead and do the first one. I'm just gonna make a nice log here. And then take that. I'm gonna use this for making the little puris. I'm gonna use this big one to make the smaller puris. And then this is gonna be for our big puris. And I don't need this anymore. I'm just gonna grab a knife real quick, because we're so used to making the puri and making the balls, but I think it's time consuming. And so I thought, why don't I find something, you know, a way that I could do it where it kind of goes fast. So instead of making each ball individually, I kind of make like a log, like a longer log. And then I'm just gonna eyeball my pieces. So for me, I mean, if you still want to go ahead and do this the way we always do it with the balls, go ahead. I just always look for easier ways for busy people, working moms, to work, you know, faster to do it. So see how fast that, you know, I got all the balls real quick, and I'm just going to make a tiny, whenever I make the puri, I always make one that's just completely tiny for my daughter. And I'm just taking all the sides and bringing it in so we have a nice flat surface. When you start making the balls, you're gonna realize, you know, which one is a little bit too small, which one's gonna be too big. Like, I can just take the extra little piece here and just put it in there. And I don't like using any flour on the board when I am rolling these out. But let me show you again how you know that the oil is ready. So basically, you're just gonna take a piece of dough and we're gonna put it in. And this is perfect.
This is, you see how the bubbles are there? It kind of fell in and then it started climbing up. That means that the temperature of the oil is just perfect. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna roll this one out in a nice round shape. And the other thing also I wanted to point out is if you have oil that you use for like savory things, you know, keep two oils separate. Don't use the same same oil that you use for sweet stuff and mix it with the savory stuff, because the taste is gonna change. So now what I'm gonna do is, see how I have a nice circle here? I'm just gonna slide, do not drop, slide. We're gonna slide that in. While that's working, kinda wanna work, you just wanna kind of dab it in and see how it's gonna puff up. And you could add just a little bit more oil on top. And we're gonna turn it around. And I'm gonna lower it just a little bit because I don't like the way it browned so quickly. So I'm gonna show you another one where it's not gonna brown so quickly, and I'm gonna get a plate with a paper towel on it real quick. If you want, some people like their puri really, really crispy. My mother-in-law loves to have puri with crispy, love to have the kheer with the crispy puri. On the other hand, I'm opposite. I like the soft puri. So let's go ahead again and roll this in a circle. And my dough is perfect because I don't like using any flour and it's not sticking to the board. So that's just perfect. When you're doing this, just make sure you get the edges too, because it's easier just to go in the middle and then you have thicker edges. So just kind of make sure you run your a little bit in a slanted so you're getting the edges too. Okay, we're gonna again slide it in. Do not drop it in. Take your spatula and just kind of start dipping it. And it's gonna start puffing up. See how it just gradually starts puffing up? I'll make one more to show you and then so you have an idea of how it goes. Just make sure you hold your spatula at an angle so you can get the excess oil out. And also by placing it on the paper towels, we're getting the excess oil out too. So let's do one more, and then I wanna show you how we're gonna do the little ones. And so you don't have to like roll it up individually, because we're gonna do like a big chapati and then cut it with our cookie cutter here. Okay, slide it in. Just kind of want to dip it in just a little bit so you can give it that air. Look at how fast that they're puffing up, and by doing this you're just helping it puff up even more. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and finish up the rest of my puris here. When we come back, I'm going to show you how we do the bite-sized puris with this dough. So I fried up these. I think they look gorgeous. And now what I'm going to do is I am going to show you how we're going to do these bite-sized ones. So basically I took like a bunch of dough. We're just gonna roll it. And this really goes faster because you're not doing them individually. But when you finish frying this, just make sure you kind of lower your oil just so that it doesn't get overheated. And then once we get ready to put them in, or start when we're starting to cut it, I'll go ahead and test the oil temperature again. So then if we need to, we can always increase the heat. But like I said, the heat has a lot to do with the way your puris are gonna turn out. You don't want it too hot, you don't want it cold, that's for sure. You don't want it cold at all. And too hot is just gonna burn the outside, and then the inside is gonna be raw. And just make sure that you get your sides too. Although we will be trimming, we won't be using the sides. We're gonna roll it back up and then recut it, but just so that you have enough. And you just wanna eyeball the thickness. You know, you just wanna eyeball it to the point where, you know, just as much as you would roll the bigger puris. It's not too thin, not too thick. Look at the dough, it's not sticking. Perfect. I'm gonna take my cookie cutter and I'm just gonna make the cookie shapes. And in the meantime, I'm also gonna go ahead and just take a piece here and drop it in the oil. Again, I'm gonna show you how our oil have to, that's still perfect. But I'm just gonna increase it just a little bit, because when you put the puri in there, the puri is cold, right? And the oil is hot. So it is gonna bring the temperature of the oil down. So that's why I increased it just a little bit. So they're really nice and tiny. So I'm gonna, again, slide it in, do not drop it in. And look at how fast they're puffing up. It's gonna go really quickly, really quickly. All right, I'm gonna finish frying up the rest of them. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope to see you here next time with another great recipe.